this is really all about the Brighton Festival, and also City Reads, which is an annual event where the whole of Brighton and Hove becomes one humongous book group, all reading the same novel. This year, the book is Let Me Be Like Water. That's the debut novel by S.K. Perry. And it's not a spoiler to say it's an exploration of grief and healing. S.K. is going to be in conversation this Sunday at 5:30 p.m. at Brighton and Hove High School. And Sarah Hutchings is the person who makes it happen every year. Sarah, welcome to Radio Reverb.
Thank you very much for having me.
14 years of City Reads. That's a lot of books. That's a lot of book groups.
That's a lot of books and a lot of book groups, yeah, and a lot of events. Yeah,
absolutely. Now, always very different choices of books. Some of them are set in Brighton. Mm-hmm. This is like Brighton Rock or My Policeman. Some aren't set in Brighton. Some of the authors are well known. Others are published for the first time. Some are local.
Yes.
Some are not. Now, this is a Brighton set book, this one. But how do you choose them each year?
Well, we normally we get publishers to submit books. So they will submit things that they think would make a good book group choice book. And then we look through the selection and, you know, we kind of decide, yeah, that looks like the sort of book we want to read. So we usually probably shortlist about 10 books. Mm-hmm. And then we have readers, we all read them. And then we kind of mark them like you mark when you're doing an interview, really.
Do you get wined and dined by these publishers?
No. Gosh, no.
Well, I'm just you know, because
absolutely not. Honestly, the times have really changed in publishing. I mean, it's their budgets are tight now. So it's all, and they're very much looking to us to see what we can give to them as well, very much.
So do they, the recommendations they make to you, do they sort of compete with their own publications, or do they say this is our one from our publishers?
Oh, they do. Yeah, I mean, they want to know what, that we never tell the other submissions that have been put forward. We never reveal. Yeah.
So what was it particularly about Let Me Be Like Water that drew you to it? How did that one get from the long list to up to number one?
Well, I think there were lots of factors. I think the fact that it was set in Brighton definitely was a tick. Mm-hmm. But I mean, the thing is, there has to be more than that. But it is always a big, because we don't often get books that are set in Brighton. And do you know, apparently there aren't that many books written set in Brighton, the like contemporary books. It's a fact.
There's always
apparently
Peter James. You can always fall back on him, rely on him for
moving swiftly on. Yeah, so basically there was that. We were really intrigued by her writing style, which I think it's a sort of style, it's either going to appeal or it's not going to appeal, but mm-hmm. I felt that it was quite strong. I found it quite interesting. I also personally really was moved by the story, and the people that have spoken to me, you know, City Readers have come up to talk to me, who've really loved the book. That's what everybody has said, very similar thing. And also, I think it, as I said earlier, it's quite unusual to write about grief from somebody so young. She's our youngest ever City Reads
author.
She? Yeah, she's 28 now, but when she started writing that book, she was 23, which is quite incredible, actually, I think.
And it's a parallel text book. I mean, this doesn't give anything away,
no,
because you know that from page one, that she is looking back on the loss of her partner.
Yes.
And she comes to Brighton, and it moves to the season, so it starts in autumn.
Exactly, yeah.
Gets a little bit darker, and then the spring comes, and, you know, the sun comes out, and Brighton comes to life. So it's those two kind of time slip texts running in parallel. So it is quite an unusual approach to writing.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I think she's going to be on, so she might want to talk to you a little bit about why she chose that style. But I personally liked it, actually. I quite liked the chopping and changing. I quite enjoyed that. And normally when I read, but I think because I read a lot of books for City Reads, I try to just literally read them and not think too much about, oh, you know, like if I'm reading something personally, if it's just like, I'm very much like, oh, you know, 10 pages in, I think I don't know about this. But if I'm reading for City Reads, I read in a slightly different way, I suppose because it's my job, but I feel I owe it to the selection. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Does that mean you enjoy reading it more when you read it like that, or less?
Just different. Yeah, it's a different experience. I suppose in a sense, like when you're reading for a course or something like that, it's, you're kind of reading with a slightly different head. I know that sounds weird. I can't put it in any other context than that. Do you know what? Yeah. So.
Yeah. I mean, it may be a tough read for some people as
well. I think it would be a tough read for some people. Interestingly, we've had a lot more younger people getting in contact with us this year. And I think maybe they do respond to the story because it is, as I say, because it is about somebody young who's experienced grief. Yeah.
And it doesn't shy away from adult themes, as you might call it. I mean, it's quite racy in places.
It's a little bit racy in places, isn't it? You know, I mean, it is set in Brighton after all. And
I unfortunately have only read about 30 pages. There has been racy sections already. and you mentioned the sort of chopping and changing because it alternates. It's very, I mean, you wouldn't even call them chapters. It's kind of, but I suppose they are chapters, but they can sometimes be two or three paragraphs.
Yes.
And that then it swaps to the story, the here and now, and then it's looking back and it intertwines. And I'm sort of, my brain is obviously a little bit slow at kind of going, oh, it's changed again. Hang on, oh, it's changed. I'm the kind of person that forgets when a team had changed half half time in football,
you say,
and struggles.
It's a style. She is a poet. And I actually think you can see that in the writing.
Well, what I found really strong so far is some of the ways that she describes feelings of grief, the sort of really physical, visceral kind of the sense of missing someone and loneliness and emptiness that you can feel with bereavement. So I think that has come very strongly. So I can only imagine it gets...
Yeah, I think all our readers really felt quite moved by the actual description of the relationship, her relationship with Sam, the partner that she's lost, so... Yeah.
And I think what you mentioned there as well about some of the chapters being very short, so like some of them are only a paragraph, it does make it a very easy book to read because you can read a chunk of it and you can put it down and say, I'll come back to that later, rather than thinking, oh goodness me, I've got to go to the end of a chapter.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
That kind of bite-sized read makes it quite a book you can pretty well whiz through.
Well, it's interesting actually because we had a supper club last night because there's quite a lot of food stuff in the book. There's a lot about food and there's a lot of writing. Yeah. And S.K. Perry, she's actually really into cooking. It's one of her things she does as a sort of, you know... she loves food. So she was talking about that sort of therapeutic element to food. And interestingly, so we had a supper club last night. We did some recipe, like kind of themed around the book sort of thing. And a couple of people that came along said that they read it in one sitting. And she was there last night. And she said to them, I'm really pleased you said that because I kind of almost wanted it to be that, like read it all in one go. And actually almost like zoom, do you know what I mean? So it is a quick read. It's only 200 and something pages.
Just,
I think
just
it's the, may
pages,
even be
yeah.
the shortest, the yeah. youngest and the youngest author and the shortest book.
Okay. I mean, what does it mean for a first-time author to be picked? It's a fantastic opportunity to bring your book to a massive audience. I'm sure
I think it is,
S.K. Perry quite appreciates it. We'll find out tomorrow because she's coming in, but you know.
Well, she's said to me she's absolutely overwhelmed and just loved it. And she decided to come to Brighton for the whole of the City Reads, which has been brilliant. She's come to every event.
Oh, great.
Yeah. It's been
so
lovely.
So she is going to be speaking on Sunday, 5:30 at Brighton & Hove High School. What's going to be happening then?
She's going to be in conversation with Bridget Minimore, who's a wonderful speaker as well and a wonderful writer in her own right. And so I think it'll be really interesting sort of dynamic. I think they kind of know each other from other events and, you know, stuff like that. So I think there'll be a nice dynamic between the two of them and some interesting conversation, I think. Obviously, they'll take questions from the audience as well.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So if people do want to take part in City Reads, it's not too late, is
it? No, absolutely not.
So the book's available from all good bookshops, I would say. You go to your independent bookshops.
Am I allowed to say? Because it's on special offer in City Books.
Oh, there you go.
Yes.
Independent bookshop. There we go. So pick it up for your independent bookshop. Are there any other events happening? So if people, you know, they're listening to this and they think, oh, actually, I'm going to dip into that.
No, and Sunday is the last event.
Look, okay.
The last sort of the activities was the supper club last night. But Sunday, it's on at Brighton & Hove High School. It'll be great fun. So, I mean, I think, you know, Eve, you could read that book. Whoosh, and come and see her in conversation.
205 pages.
Yeah, there you go. 205
Brilliant.
Pages.
Well, Sarah Hutchings, thank you for joining us on Radio Reverb. Good luck.
Thank you for
with
having me.
With another 14 years of City Reads. We'll do all this again. I just think it's a phenomenal way to introduce people to new authors, new books, and new ways of reading books as well. So,
yeah, definitely.
May you boom.
Thank you.
You listen to Radio Reverb, 97.2 FM. This is the Brighton Festival special show with Melita Dennett and Rebecca Sanders.